Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Gifted Whisperer Show and Angel Empath Show. My co-host today of Angel Empath was unable to make it today, but I still want to invite callers to call in. I'll be helping, guiding, reading, giving intuitive insights. We had a couple of callers last Friday who we kind of ran out of radio time with, so I definitely invite them to call back if they're listening. The number, in case you're on Blog Talk or something else and you can't see it, is the call-in number is 347-857-1742. So that's the call-in directly into Blog Talk. We have this show every Friday from 4 to 4:30 here out of Colorado. I've also had the show on Wednesdays before where I am interviewing other guests, and we have a little different format on Fridays where I have a co-host. Like I said, she had a little family emergency, so we're going to send her healing. My co-host on Fridays normally is Debbie Reynolds. She's a nurse. She is the angel empath, and she had to take her angel empathicness somewhere else today to help others. So I'm here to help all the caller inners. That's just the new words of the day. Caller inners, that's the new word. So here we are at Blog Talk. Again, I am your host. My website and my contact information is giftedwhisperer.com. And I do a little bit of all kinds of whispering for anyone listening and wanting to call in. I would say I was born an intuitive, innate intuition, I would say, where some people, we've had this conversation also with other guests on the show, where some people perhaps might say they weren't born with it, but stumbled across it later and or sort of learned, had a learning about it, and mine has been much different. It's never not been there. It's kind of how I harness it, how I honor it, how other people need help in how I use it. So I call myself, as you'll see on my website, giftedwhisperer.com, I call myself both the human whisperer as well as the animal whisperer. And then the last a phrase on my website is on the everything whisperer. So whatever whispering you might need, or if you're having holiday stress, which was the topic of today's show, since next Friday is that holiday, and some people celebrate and some people don't. But I do know from many years in the field of psychotherapy and somatic processing and human nature, in a sense. My master's degree is in somatic psychology / body psychotherapy. That the holidays bring up a lot of things for a lot of people, whether they're willing to admit it or not, because the holidays are about what is termed in my business our family of origin, sort of the family we were born into biologically. For most part, even though some are adopted and then they perhaps adopt that kind of family of origin. But at any rate, it's kind of a blanket sort of collective consciousness from the end of November through December that if there is some unspoken, but also unresolved is a better word, issues regarding your family of origin, they'll come up. And they'll be sneaky when they come up because the outside world, at least in the United States, for those of you listening, I did have a fabulous guest 2 days ago from the UK, and we talked about how the culture there is a little different. But at least in the United States, the culture here is so engrossed in the Christmas, the theory of it and the society of it and bringing together and belonging and happy and all that, and that's often not the case. And that people can call in and I can help them with that. I can give them guidance, a little bit of wisdom, because I'm really old. For those of you who know me, I've been on the planet for quite some time. And you can also contact me on my website if for some reason you miss this opportunity. I am giving out a shout, so to speak, on blogs and whatnot about giving the gift of a gifted whisperer reading for the holidays, which is, of course, a very different thing, because I think what happens during the holidays is we think, I'm going to make up words because it's my show and I can do it. I'm going to use the word tangibility. I don't think that's a word, but I'm going to make it up. That the holidays, we lose sight, I think, sometimes of what's going on and the belonging and making people feel good, and we get what I would call object referral, and then we start buying people tangibility gifts. And, of course, that would be a gift that you can kind of touch and feel and see and do something with, when, in fact, I'm offering just the opposite for the holiday season. I'm offering kind of a gift of empowerment, and my theme is Gifted Whisper, Unlocking Human Potential. Another way to say that is I'm helping others find, seek, rediscover, and learn their authentic and true self. And I think this is a very important theme and a very base theme that we kind of lose out on. And we specifically lose out at this time of year. But I'm going to ask the callers here if they need some assistance. I have one hilarious kind of a call coming in here, but I'm going to sit on it while I think what it is, because the numbers are very funny. Numerologically, I'm sure this person knows what I'm talking about. I'm going to take so hold on with the phone number person calling in with the weird numbers. Hold on while I get a read on who you are, because I can't see you because you're in the box. Okay, so I'm going to stay there, everybody, but I'm going to go to the 863 area code first, and then I'm going to come to this funny numbered thing here. So welcome to the show, 863 area code. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who is this?
Hi. My name is Julia, and I'm calling you from Florida.
Julia, you called before because I recognized your voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's so funny because I don't know if you listened last week. We had a caller call in last week that sounded like your voice, that had an 863 area code, but it wasn't
Wow.
you, and we thought for sure you were playing a joke on us.
No.
So I'm glad you called back. How are you doing since the last time we kind of helped you here on air?
Well, actually, I'm kind of in a little bit of the holiday blues.
Yeah, they
suck.
I don't
remember me saying, you know, from the after this is my first Christmas not being married and, you know, having my family at home and stuff. So today was one of those days where it sort of hit me.
Yeah, especially that's one reason why I really made sure we did the show today, because it's Friday and Christmas is falling on Friday. So it's like all of a sudden it's Friday and people are like, oh, my God, Christmas is a week from Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So tell me how it's hitting you and how it's, yeah, tell me how it's hitting you so we can hone in on that energy.
Just sadness, feeling, yeah. You know, empty feeling, you know.
Yeah. Now, are you going to be,
you know.
Yeah. So I'm so glad that you're calling in and sharing this with us, because I think it's opening up a door. The first thing I want to say to you is kind of globally or holistically, which is it really does open up a door, me having the show and discussing it and then callers calling in and sort of admitting it in a sense. It really opens up the door for other people saying, oh, I really feel this way too. I'm glad I'm not the only one. So, again, I want to give you kudos and rewards for you know, speaking the truth in a sense, right? Starting from there, that's the best place to start. right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So now let's go into seeing how we can help this in for you. Let's see if you can feel in your system, in your body, in the what I call in my business the felt sense. Not like felt like material, but more like feeling, like the skin. The sense of the clothes on the skin is what we call the felt sense for the body. And I want you, I guess Star Trek is out, or not Star Trek, Star Wars, maybe you don't have one of these, but I always use the analogy of the Star Trek scanner where they go in and they transport you somewhere, but that beam of light goes around your body. So imagine that you have a kind of a scanner. It's a nice one, and you won't be going anywhere, so no fear. But scan yourself and see if you can pinpoint or recognize where the sadness is in your body the most.
So it's not feeling it as intense right now as it was earlier. I was just kind of feeling that weepy feeling, like, you know, like I could cry, but I didn't cry. And I noticed that, you know, just taking naps, you know, in the middle of the day, just getting that feeling of fatigue, sort of, you know, 1 minute you're fine and the next minute you're just so tired, you just need to take a nap. And
okay.
Well, I guess
okay.
That's
so this
my
is
body's way of
yeah.
processing, but
Now this is very important what you're saying too, because a lot of people experience this in every regard, not just the holiday season, in any kind of a feeling. So what I want to say and tell and share with the listeners is you're going through it so natural, and if we bring it to our attention and bring it to the surface, it does help. And what you're doing is going through what I call a wave pattern. Oh, that's funny. You're in Florida.
yeah. Are there real waves?
But it's true. And so if we can really it really get specific on how the body processes and how we overcome and how what I call unlock our true potential and get to a point in ourselves where we have really balanced ourselves or we know how to balance ourselves the most that we possibly can, then the rest of the world starts to play along with us in a sense, that the theory of like attracts like. So if you recognize that you're in a wave, as opposed to thinking, oh, I feel sleepy and crappy and empty and sad, this is my demise, that's the end of my life, that's the end of the world, you know, you get stuck in that because the belief system and the attention and the focus is in that place. So I want you to describe the wave so we can really get specific on how it is that your body is trying to process this. Like, let's say you have 5 minutes where you feel bad and you have an hour where you feel good. Well, I've just made that up, of course. But tell me if you can describe the time frame and how the wave happens for you.
I wasn't really cognizant of, you know, a time per se. I just, you know, earlier today it sort of hit me and I was feeling sort of that emptiness in the pit of my stomach and feeling sad and, you know, that so much in my life has changed and missing, you know, the holiday with family. And, I mean, I'm with my mom, but my daughter isn't here, and she's sort of the, you know, how having kids home when you're a parent, that finds your holiday.
Right.
Like
so instead of...
in my life is now different.
Exactly. Yeah, so everything has changed and it flipped itself on the other end of the whatever, right?
Yeah.
So instead of doing what they call cognitive therapy, which is for other purposes other than this, I want to actually go into the feeling and give you something really tangible. Funny enough, I just talked about buying tangible gifts and not tangible gifts, but I'm going to give you something, and I'm going to give you something tangible to do. So let's take both of your hands and cup them and put them over the stomach area, because you've used this phrase a couple times. This is exactly the question I was asking you. You kept saying, well, it hit me. I felt empty. My stomach, it hit me. So I want you to cup your hands over the part of your stomach that felt like, you know, it hit you around that area. So what I'm doing is bringing attention to it as opposed to pretending like it doesn't exist. So bring attention to it so that we recognize and we're aware and we name and we witness and we honor the fact that there are people these holiday seasons, including myself, that go through shitty moments. I can say that because it's my radio show. So you're actually kind of, you're not going into it in a wallowing story kind of way, but I want you to go into it in a feeling sense. And then I want to see if you can even describe to me what that is. Like, is it a queasy stomach? Is it a gurgling stomach? See if it can get even more descriptive.
It's not like that. It's not hitting me right at this moment, so it's hard to describe. But earlier it was just... how would I describe that?
Okay. So another theme that's coming up for you is I think just by you reaching out and just saying it and announcing it and being aware of it and owning it, I think it started to shift already. Would you agree with me?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because this holiday season, I say this, every dang holiday season is surrounded by getting together with someone and feeling belonging and being with something you would call a family. And then all of a sudden, we have a kind of a platform here where people can hear you. You can be heard. I can hear you. You can have kind of be witnessed by this. Again, and not feel like you're by yourself. So I love this process. Let's keep going with this process then, because it's already moving. It's already kind of shifting. And when I say shifting, it's not that we're trying to get rid of your feelings. We're trying to process it through the body and in the mind in the most balanced way that we can, really.
I feel like something did shift because I belched.
Fabulous.
It released. So.
Oh, that's good. You got to burp.
You just say, I just burped. But yeah, I mean, I recognize that as a shift. So, yes.
Yes. That's so perfect. When I have clients in my house and they burp or they yawn, of course they're always like, oh, sorry. And I'm like, no, not sorry. That you're exactly right. Something is shifting and changing. That I love it. That's perfect. So the burp is kind of coming up and letting go and releasing. And so now let's reorganize it a bit. Let's have you take your left hand on the stomach and your right hand on the top of your head.
Okay. Can you still hear me?
Okay. And then I'm going to have you just touch each one of the chakras or the energy centers or the marma junctions or whatever we call them. And they're different names for different cultures. So you'll tap them, and I'll say them so you know what they are. So you'll do one tap on the top of the head, which is the crown chakra, and then you'll either tap or just touch between the eyebrows, which is called the third eye or your eye of own intuition. Then you'll touch or tap right in the hole of the throat there, the divot, then the trachea almost. That's, of course, obvious, the throat chakra. But, yes, tap there. Okay, then let's go to the sternum or the breastbone and touch or tap there. That would be the heart chakra. And then let's go to kind of, it feels like the stomach, and technically it's kind of solar plexus. It's a little lower, but it is where we get a lot of sort of woozy kind of feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then touch kind of right where the girl organs are, like right around fallopian tube. It's still center. And then just put your hand sort of between the legs, but let your hand go down and just hang there for a minute, whether you're sitting or whatever, because that would be the grounding or root chakra. And then we're going to do two more things, and then I'll tell you why we did it, and we'll see how it feels. So the next thing you'll do is take that right hand, go back up to the top, and it's almost energetic. I want to say Reiki. I know I say that word wrong all the time, but it's a energy kind of thing. So you're going to take the right palm on the top of the head, and you're going to, it's almost like wafting or something. It's like pushing. Okay, so let's say that the palm is pushing the energy down, but it's tracing around the front side of the body, exactly like we did a second ago when we were touching each of the chakras. So you'll be maybe an inch in front of all of them as you sort of push energy down with that right hand. And then tell me when you get down to the floor part.
Okay. Yeah, I've yawned like three times.
Oh, are we just having a good time here or what? Yawning, burping.
Yeah. Getting all the body functions covered here.
It's perfect. It's perfect. Okay, let's do that one more time. Go to the top and slowly take that hand down again. That same kind of, it's a downward direction, but your left hand is still on the stomach area or the solar plexus kind of area, but this queasy area, the gut feeling that people get. And then tell me when you get to the bottom again. Okay. Now let's take both of the hands and rest one hand on one leg and one hand on the other leg with the palms touching the legs. So we're sort of grounding that for what we just did. And while you're sitting there, I'll tell you and the listeners kind of the process what we did while you still kind of check into how this feels for you. So we did... We really went through, we're not quite done either with a few more things to do, but we went through what I call the Prinzing Method, which other people have called, which is named after my last name. It's a somatic processing theory that I stumbled across working with people when I saw what was working. And what works is you go into and or you unwind or you seek the intelligence of the initial discomfort, which is what we did first. So we sat with that. We had a space around that in a sense. Then we moved into, you already had some things shifting already. So then we moved into a bit of interrupting the old pattern. And then at the same time, while we're interrupting the old pattern, we are engaging and reintegrating a new pattern by the tapping. And by the pushing of the hand down. So then there'll be a point now where you're reintegrating to a new normal, in a sense, where we want to see what that feels like before we maybe go into another process, because it feels like there might be there's something still left for this. But as you're sitting there with the palms on the legs there, tell me how you feel now overall.
Not bad. I yawned a couple more times. I didn't think I was that tired.
So that's good. That's good, right? And I'm so auditory. That's one reason why I have a radio show. But I don't know if you noticed, but it'd be really fun for you to listen to this show back because your voice has changed. Do you notice that?
I didn't notice now.
Oh,
I feel
yeah.
Better.
So you'll
feel lighter. I don't feel as
lighter.
Heavy. Yeah.
Yeah, lighter. And maybe I'm going to ask, but you tell me, do you feel more connected with yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, I actually kind of start, I'm feeling, you know how they say, I feel like my old self.
That's good. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, good. So we're on the right track. Now here's the last thing I get for you. I get two last things. The second to last is to definitely listen afterwards, because I'm telling you, you're going to just giggle because your voice has just completely changed. Speaking of voice, my other phone's ringing. Let's turn that off. Okay, we did. Okay, so the last thing for you to do, because we don't want to just leave it like this and wait for it to happen again. We want to build on this. So we're going to let's flip your hands. Let's have your palms up and the backs of the hands resting on the legs. And I'll have you do a hand mudra. We did a hand mudra gosh, we did this hand mudra a couple weeks ago, I think, on air. So you're going to take the tip of your index finger to the base joint of the thumb on the inside of the thumb, and there'll be like a circle then made with the index finger as it does the base of the tip of that is touching the base of the thumb joint, the bottom of the thumb joint. And do that with both hands. You got that?
Yep, got it.
Okay, because we did it last time and some lady called in and she says, it was really good. She had a good visual question. She says, does the tip of the index finger go to the outside of the base of the thumb, right? Because that's a whole nother hand mudra, and it doesn't, not for this one. So make sure it goes onto the inside of the base in the palm area, not on the outside of the hand.
Okay,
and yep. You'll use this. This will be helpful to you. So this is the hand mudra, which is a Sanskrit word, and or for Western people, it's a hand mode. It works the same whether you're Western, Eastern, belief in medicine. It connects the neurological part of your body to your intuition in a very strong way. The other way people have done this in other cultures, in addition to this hand position, is they put the bindi, and that's, of course, mostly in Indian culture, not Native American Indian, but East Indian culture, where they put the little jewel or something between their eyebrows, and it's called a bindi. And what that does is, of course, that's your third eye of intuition, which then helps you walk around the world and pay attention to your own intuition. Now, this hand mudra I'm giving you is almost a little bit even stronger than that, but we're going to pay attention to all three. So we're going to take our attention to between the eyebrows, which is your intuition, and we're going to take attention to where the tip of the finger connects here to the base of the thumb, and you're going to just ask yourself in silence, what is it that I need now? And you'll just repeat that to yourself because we want to build on this. We want to make sure, okay, we've gotten some old things, we got back to our old self, but we're still moving into Christmas. So what is it that I would need, to help me? And you can rephrase the question. What kind of support might I need? What do I need to be looking for? Yeah, ask things that have the question at the end. And just keep repeating that and kind of changing the language. And you're really opening up to something that I'm guessing you just don't know yet because you are in a very new space and a new life. And
okay.
What is it that I might need? How might I ask for support? What would make easier? Could we just cancel the holidays? That was a funny one. And then slowly let go of those hands. That was the Blog Talk lady telling me I had 90 seconds. And tell me if you got anything. And if not, you will get something in the next 24 hours. But sometimes it happens right away. Sometimes it takes a while.
Okay. I wanted to tell you that with the half-hour shows, you do get 15 extra minutes. So if there's somebody on the phone that you wanted to talk to, you can still talk to them, and it keeps recording. It just, the live part goes off there, but you still have another 15 minutes of show left after.
Okay.
So I just wanted to make you aware so you don't feel rushed that you have to, hurry up.
Okay.
Because it's still recording. So as long as they're on the phone now, they can still talk.
Okay. Well, I've got another thing coming up in 30 seconds myself, but that's good information. So either call back next Friday or contact me through giftedwhisper.com because I want to know what you get. So let me know.
Okay.
Thank you.
I feel so much better. Thank you so much.
Yay!
I feel so much lighter and so wonderful.
Yay!
Thank you and have a Merry Christmas.
Perfect. You too.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, closing out the show, Blog Talk Radio. You can get a hold of me for more readings at giftedwhisperer.com. We will be here. No, we won't. Next year, we won't. 2 weeks. Okay.
come here. You give me that rock. Give me that rock, honey. Come to the kitchen, rock. Oh, you drop a rock of poos. It's a bing of rockets. Tell me, rock, if you want to come up in the radio show. Come on, baby.